views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now. Hey, everybody, this is Jen. Welcome to Thrive by Jen Radio. I am so excited to be here. I feel like September is finally getting into the swing of things. For any parents out there, we have kids going back to school and kind of getting into that routine out from summer. So it feels good. It feels really good. But so glad you're here and welcome to Thrive by Jen Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio, where we're going to talk about body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. This is episode 2. We're going to continue last week, the week before. Last week we had Labor Day, but we talked about body confidence and what that was. And I'll rehash a little bit here. And we talked about what Thrive by Jen Radio is about and what my message is and what I hope to share with you. But episode 1 was about, could there really be a magic pill or a secret sauce? And I'm here to tell you that there is. So you're going to want to stay tuned. You're going to listen week by week where we walk through body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. So let's just recap a little bit about body confidence, right? It's confidence is a belief, right? It's a trusting. We talked about it's living in thankfulness. It's having that positive perspective. It's about being sure of what our capabilities are, what our abilities are, focusing on those aspects of us versus what we can't do versus, you know, the word negative is such a general term, but you know that feeling when you're really feeling it inside of yourself, right? You feel good. You feel, we say the term, we feel confident, but behind that confidence are action steps. Behind that confidence are things that we do to build up that confidence. So last week, I had invited you to find me on Facebook. If you go to the page, Jen Zellup, I would love to hear, you can post there, and I would love to hear, I had asked the crowd to list their capabilities, their abilities, what they're so thankful for that their body can do. So hop on there now and let me hear what you're thankful for that you can do, right? And of course, we have gratitude about so many things. And we'll talk about being in a state of thankfulness. But this is about you. This is about, you know, moving. This is about successes that you've had. You know, I've been in health and wellness now for, 25 years. And, you know, I've had the wonderfulness of watching, you know, people come in and go from no push-ups to one push-up, you know, go from one push-up to 3 push-ups. Those are huge accomplishments. I've also worked with pros who have gone from, you know, having this incredible time, let's say in their run, and shaving multiple seconds off of their run, which for them is a huge accomplishment. So these are all capabilities that our body does. So I want to hear those celebrations. I want to hear what you have to say and what you're so proud of. So throughout Thrive by Jen Radio, what we'll do is we will be having guests on. And my favorite thing is stories. You know, we all have stories, right? We all have this past and not for us to live there, but we have a past that has helped create us, has helped mold us, has helped shape us. And there's nothing better than listening to someone's story about resilience, about triumph, about overcoming. And through it all, what I want to do is share those stories with you. So if you're listening and you need to know that somebody is maybe going through the same thing as you've gone through, or if you're just in a place right now that just doesn't seem, you know, all that hopeful, that you can hear someone's story and get that bit of hope. Underlying it all, though, is we're going to bring in God. And this is going to be about, you know, where, what the role that God has played in my life, the role that God has played in all of our testimonies, and how God has taken all of us through our trials and tribulations and where we've come out the other side. So I'm so excited to kick that off next week and listen to the stories. There's just something about, you know, just, I don't know, just that realness, that hearing from people what they've gone through and what they've succeeded at, you know, just they've pushed themselves. And it doesn't, it doesn't mean, and what I want from this is also realness, because this doesn't mean that, you know, there's not pain and there's not hurt and there's not tears. You know, this is about, you know, wanting to stay in bed with the covers over your head, but literally peeling them off and getting up and putting one foot in front of the other one to continue. There's currently, what I'm feeling now is, you know, the statement is so true. When we're going through our toughest moments, helping somebody else or being there for somebody else, or talking or lending an ear for someone else, makes a huge difference. It makes a huge impact. And that's something that I'm experiencing now that I'll share with you. It's just, you know, it's pain is there and hurt is there and sadness is there, but it's not sitting in it. It's going through it. It's letting that emotion go through us versus letting it get stopped inside of us. So again, I'm just so excited to bring these stories to you, because I know it's just one of my favorite things to do is to listen to people's stories and hear it of, I like to call it triumph. You know, I don't even know if I would define it as success versus triumph, right? Because we're learning, we're growing, and that, and also too, on our path with God, we're becoming closer with our path with God. So just that's triumph. That's just beautifulness. So a little bit, just to recap for our new listeners about my message. So a lot of this, so we have body confidence, we have mind fulfillment, and we have soul synchronicity, and they are so intertwined. They are so intertwined. I'm going to separate them as in most shows, but also show you how when we do something, you know, our confidence in our body comes from a mindset that we have. It also comes from our soul, which is right thinking and desiring and feeling, and how all of that impacts each other. But I think it's important for us to break it apart and provide action steps for you. That's part of my message, and my goal is to give you action steps that you can put into your life on a daily basis that gets you closer to, let's call it peace. Let's call it happiness. Let's call it fulfillment. Let's call it joy. It's that feeling of, I guess I can describe it as, I used to feel very ungrounded. I used to feel lost. I used to feel insecure. I used to feel sad, but sadness in like a hopelessness. So moving into putting these action steps into place brought me to a more peaceful state, a more loving state, a more giving state, accepting, compassionate, peaceful, joyful. Just amazing, amazing things. And how do we get there? Okay, those action steps, right? There's something very key about that, and that's called free will. So in my coaching business and my coaching practice and also on this show, we're going to talk a lot about free will. And God gave us free will. And what is free will? Choices. Free will is choices. And I have this, you know, I wrote this down and I want to read this to you. I wrote the other day, free will is the obstacle and free will is the opportunity. So free will being an obstacle, when we choose, we move, it's a choice that we make, right? A decision. And we can move away from God, or some people call it moving towards fear, right? Making fear-based choices versus love. For me personally, I strive on growing closer in my personal relationship with God on a daily basis. So as I'm making those choices, there's guidance that's given to us, right? And that's it, that's God's word, that's in the Bible. And there are actions, right? There are actions that we can do daily. But what happens, right? What happens? What our environment happens, our childhood happens, right? Some of us weren't brought up in the greatest of circumstances, or had events happen, had traumas happen, accidents happen, events that happen in school, people who impacted us, relationships. So that all impacts and can have an impact on what our choices are and what we make. So those choices, with all of that outside, all of that external stuff that happens to us, well, what do we do with it? And what I've chosen to do, and what I do, is I've given a lot of that stuff, what I like to call it, stuff, to God, and have moved closer to God and closer to biblical teachings and closer to what the scripture says in guiding me towards creating what I call for myself a thrive life. And this is what I would love to share with you. This is my message. This is going to be about sharing with you and showing you how your free will choices can become that opportunity rather than that obstacle. And believe me, I've made some doozy, which I'll share, some doozy free will choices that have moved me pretty far down the path, away from God. A lot of choices made from fear, a lot of, right, from just control. I was thinking about that the other day, right? How many, like, think for a minute, just sit down and think for a minute. And if you're driving, think about this for a second, about control, right? When you want to control the outcome, you want to control the circumstances, you want to know exactly what's going to happen. You know, when you start lining up, I feel like it's like a chess game. Like, you start lining up all these pieces. That's just so fear-based. But we'll talk more about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break right now. And when we get back, we'll finish with our message and we'll go on to a little bit about what body confidence is, a little recap, and more into mind fulfillment.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SARALOOS.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Jen. I'm so happy that you're here. So Mondays, 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, join us here weekly. You're not going to want to miss these episodes. We're going to cover body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. We're going to have tons of guests on to share their personal experiences, their personal testimony. And if you head over to my website at jenniferzellup.com, join our newsletter, sign up for our newsletter. I will give you a call. We'll set up a time and we'll do a free phone consult. We can talk about body, mind, and soul, some of your goals, where you're going, what you'd like to accomplish, and take it from there. But I just love connecting with people. Also, too, hop on over to Jen Zellup on our Facebook page. It's you know you're on the right page if there's a black and white photo of myself. You can post on there, and I would love to hear. We were talking about before about body confidence, about your abilities, your capabilities. I'd love to hear about your triumphs, your accomplishments. I just love the word triumph. I'm going to call them triumphs from now on. But I'd love to hear about it, and we can get a little interaction going, and I can make that connection and get to know you better. So body confidence, we touched base about it, right? Capabilities, abilities. Now let's talk a little bit about mind fulfillment, because I love mind fulfillment. Mind fulfillment is a mindset. So, and a mindset is established, it's a set of attitudes. I'm going to leave our thinking, right? I'm going to take the biblical approach with thinking, and thinking is part of our soul. In our soul, I think, I desire, I feel. And we'll talk more about that. Mindset is an attitude. It's an attitude held by someone. I call it a settled way of thinking and feeling. And you can see now where, right, our body, mind, and soul is so interconnected. But it's like, what do you think about yourself? What's your attitude about yourself? And what is a feeling that is typically reflected by you about yourself? So let me just give you some everyday examples that, because this is my favorite, because this really is about everyday living, right? This is, what can I do today to start making some changes to what I say, what I think about myself, what I do. So getting a compliment, right? When somebody gives you a compliment and right away, if somebody says to you, oh, that's, you know, really pretty shirt, I really love that. And you're like, oh, this old thing, you know, I just pulled this out of my closet this morning. Something like that, right? Or somebody saying, hey, you look really great today. I just rolled out of bed. So stopping yourself there and just saying thank you, just receiving, right? It's an attitude of receiving. It's an attitude of, wow, that was really wonderful to get that compliment and receive it. It's an attitude of, it's not better than, right? It's an attitude of, there's a lot of wonderful ebbs and flows through life. And it's a give and a take, right? Giving, receiving. It's not taking, it's receiving. Giving and receiving. And it's receiving. It's an attitude of receiving and then an attitude of giving. So it's that constant, if you can picture that beautiful wave, right, in the ocean. It comes in, then it goes out. It comes in, then it goes out. So mindset is having that, we say an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of joy, allowing joy to come into your life. So finding the things in your day that make you happy. And even in our toughest circumstances, because I get this question a lot from people who are in a job that they don't like, and they're like, well, how do I, you know, I don't like my job, so what do I do? How do I find joyfulness? Well, there's joyfulness all around, right? There's joyfulness in some of us have favorite pens and pencils. Some of us have objects on our desk that our children made for us. Some of us have, you know, picture on our desk that makes us really happy. Or maybe you want to make a mini vision board that sits on your desk that makes you happy. It's finding those joyful moments. And that joy starts to, it's like a avalanche, right? It's accumulating that snow as it's going downhill. That's how joy is. Joy starts to accumulate. Our attitude starts to accumulate. If you start seeking out things that are making you aggravated throughout the day, things that are annoying you, things that don't work within your schedule, that accumulates just like joy does, just like that attitude of gratitude. Just like, again, it's, you know, if the sun is shining, it's sitting in that joy. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day about an attitude of gratitude, and it was funny. I said to them, are you really grateful? Because they go through this whole, routine in the morning. They're really going through a tough time now, and they're attracting a lot of strife in their life. And they said, you know, I don't understand. I sit every morning and I say what I'm grateful for. And I said, well, let me hear your list. Let me hear your gratefulness list. So they go through the list, and it was basic in that I'm grateful for running water. I'm grateful for my coffee in the morning. I'm grateful for the ability to take a shower. Which I really believe honestly that those things are important, and they are for sure on they're even on my gratitude list. And let me just share with you the difference here though. There has been a time in my life that was very low. And the fact that I had running water, I was seriously grateful. Like I could feel it. I could feel it in my cells, that gratefulness. That is a very different feeling than when when I was asking my client about their list, I said, are you really grateful for running water? And he's like, yeah. And I said, well, why? Like, what does it do for you? And he's like, ah, it's just nice to have. And I said, but can you feel that? Can you really feel that you're that gratitude of running water? And he stopped for a moment. And he paused and he said, you know what, Jen, I don't. And he said, I'm just saying it. And I said, agreed. I said, so we need to take you back to, well, it was there a time that you didn't have running water? And then he brought up, he was actually he's in Florida and he was involved in one of the hurricanes that had come through. And he said, yeah, he goes, that was a really awful time. And I said, well, we don't need to take you back to that moment, but we do need to take you back to having that feeling of really being grateful for now, how things are so beautiful around you. Your surroundings are beautiful around you, that running water is convenient, that you have running water. And I share this example with you because I feel like it's a very simplistic example of what we do to ourselves daily. It really is easy for us to pick the joy in our life throughout the day. So if you're driving, you know, and that song comes on that you love, that's a joyful moment. Lock that in. That's going to accumulate for you in your attitude, right? It's the attitude that you're having. It's how you're approaching things. It's how you're, you know, what you focus on, you find, but what you're focused on. When you're focused on finding those joyful moments, they come to you and they're easy. They're simple. We don't need to. I know for me, there was a point in my life where I got caught up in, I needed like a big joy. You know what I mean? Like I needed like a big, you know, people would say to me, are you have an attitude of gratitude? And I'm like, yeah, I have it, but I want something big. Like I want to be grateful for like, you know, like a big present or a big gift or a big something big. And that's not what it, and that's, if we get caught up in that, that's tough because, you know, our simple joys or simple things to be grateful for are everyday occurrences. And then those big things do happen. Mindset is also about your outlook. So it's your perspective, right? Your approach. It's also about your reaction, right? I love the word response versus reaction. So it's about your response. Sometimes we know it more as a reaction, but it's about a response. So what's your response to something, right? If somebody cuts you off while you're driving, what's your response? If someone, I don't know, takes the last item in the grocery store, what's your response? You may not say something, but what's your body's response? You can feel it. You know that answer. You can feel it. You can feel it in your body. If your schedule gets confusing for the day, if something happens that totally throws off your schedule, what's your response? So ask yourself these things. Just take notice. Like when you're going about your day in this next week, just pay attention. What's your response? How are you responding to things? How is your body responding to things? We're going to take a short break. We'll get back to Mind Fulfillment when we get back. And you're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
and Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio at Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Jen, and I'm so happy to be with you here today. We were just chatting about mindset. We were talking about, mind fulfillment and what's the mind part, the mindset, right? Your outlook, your perspective, your approach. We talked about response versus reaction, attitude. And these are all things that in turn then affect your behavior, right? It impacts your behavior. So before we jump into it impacting your behavior, let's just talk about fulfillment for a minute. So I love fulfillment. When you look up the word fulfillment, so much comes up, but some definitions that resonated with me and some understandings that I loved are achievement of something desired, promised or predicted, completion and realization. And what I love about that is you're realizing you're achieving, you're completing an attitude, a perspective of what you desire. And then we can look at the results that you're getting. Right? Because if you're not getting the results that you want, then we know we need to go back to the mindset, right? We need to go back to the mindset fulfillment. So what's my response? Is my response getting the results that I want? And that goes back to when on our first show I mentioned, and I'll keep talking about this, and we talked about it a little bit this morning, is it's that joy, right? What are we looking for? What are we after? That joy, that peace. For me, it was feeling grounded. It was love. It was joy. It was peace. It was that confidence, but not from an external source. This is all internal. And we'll talk more about that in soul synchronicity because, right, that's our connection with God. This is internal. This is not us looking for this fulfillment from an outside source. This is internal. So that mind fulfillment, that's what I love about mind fulfillment versus just mindset. It's that achievement of our attitude that gets us, right, the responses that we want. It supports the goals that we're going for. So if we sit those, we outline our goals, right? We know what we're moving towards. We know what we're the outcomes are. And I like the word outcomes so much better than goals, because I think with outcomes, it comes more about feelings. It comes more about how do you feel? What do you want to feel when in that outcome, right? What does that outcome look like? What is, if you did something tangible, like a physical goal, how do you feel when you reach that physical goal, right? I feel good. I feel strong. I feel committed. I feel determined. Those are all important factors that we can bring into our outcome versus just saying, hey, I want to do a 5K, or hey, I want to run 10 miles. Bringing all of those feelings and those emotions into our outcome just makes it more real. And it's what we feel as we're going through it. It's what we feel as we're working towards it. It's what we feel as we're accomplishing it. So the fulfillment part, right? So it's mindset. So mindset is that belief. It's an attitude. So someone with so much can feel so unfulfilled, and someone with so little can feel so fulfilled. Do you feel that? Do you see that? So we go back to our example of joy, right? Those little things. My part of my mind fulfillment, my attitude is I look for the simple joys throughout the day. I'm always looking for them. They pop up. They're always around me. So I can have very little and feel extremely fulfilled. There have been times in my life, and I have the comparison. There have been times in my life where I've had so much, and I felt so empty. And there have been times in my life where I've had so much and I have felt fulfilled, but that wasn't based on what I had. It was based on what was inside. And same thing, I've had so little and have felt so fulfilled because it came from inside. So that's what I hope you'll take home with you today from that show, is that this is all internal. This is about you. This is about feeling from an internal source. You can, and that can fluctuate. That can change, right? You can make those changes. I can't change the way somebody else acts. I can't change someone else, but I can choose my mindset. I can choose my attitude. I can choose my responses. And then again, too, right? We go back to that word choose, right? We have free will. That's a choice. So we can choose to go closer to God, closer to love, or we can choose to go further. And at the end of the day, right? We look at free will can be the opportunity, or free will can be that obstacle. So that choice can be an opportunity, or that choice can be that obstacle. But it's still all here. It's all inside. And that's such a powerful thing. I think so. For me, that was so powerful. I remember being so scary and so powerful at the same time, because and let me know if you feel this way too. So when I realized that I could control, right, my responses, I was like, wow. I was like, so this is me. Like, this is me. I can change this. I can do this. And at the same time, it was scary because I didn't always know my response was, you know, when I was moving, coming from fear, that was what was so ingrained in me, that reaction from fear. So I didn't know how to do it differently. And that was scary. That was scary because when I realized that I could move towards God and move towards love, I wanted to run there. And then here I was, like, realizing that I was doing so much from fear, where I was like, stop. I was like, I was almost like, don't do that. Don't, you know, so it, this is a, this is a process. This is a beautiful process. And this is what they mean by the journey. This is that journey. This is every day is part of the journey. And there's going to be highs and lows. And there's going to be ups and downs. And it's all how you respond to it. It's your attitude. What you're moving towards. Are you moving towards that love? Or are you moving towards the fear? And you can feel it. You can feel it in your body in a big way. In fact, it you know, this next week, if you, as you're speaking to people, as you're responding to things, as you're just going through your day, feel where it is in your body. You can feel that uncomfortableness. You can feel that fear is uncomfortable. Fear is tight. Fear is tense. Fear is worry. I was a huge worrier. I was queen of worry. That was me. And that is going to be a big part of this show for me to share with you what I've done, what God has done for me to move away from worry. That was huge. That was a big deal for me. That was a really big deal. I every so often I'll have a bout with it and I can quickly rebound and go back to love. But worry was huge. So mind fulfillment, just to recap, it's your attitude, right? Attitude, your responses, the perspective, right? The fulfillment of the attitude that is going to get you towards your outcomes. And what is that? It's moving towards love. It's moving towards love. There is a really great, if you go to jenniferzealot.com and look at the Join Thrive, we have a phenomenal Thrive membership. It's a one time. I've really tried to make it super affordable. It's a one time $27 fee. And you get over 50 action steps for starting to implement these choices, right? These free will choices in your life now that will start moving you towards body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to finish up and go into soul synchronicity, which is my favorite. And we'll learn more about it and then see how these three all come together for you to start living your Thrive life here on Thrive by Jen Radio.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Jen. I'm so happy you're here. We have about 10 minutes left in the show, so it's important for me to share with you and be personal and share testimony and just give you, I just want to bring real life into the show here and in the coming weeks. For me, real life is, it's real life, right? It's about putting action steps into play, into real time, and getting through and making changes in our life and getting through our day, right? But doing it in a way now that I call it the thrive life. It's thriving. It's joyful. It's peaceful. It's wonderful. You know, and there's not that there's not bad times. There's so many, there's valleys. We just had a tremendous, tremendous tragedy in our family. And it's, you know, so there's no guarantee that bad things aren't going to happen, but there's a way to respond. There's a beautiful, loving way to live and to keep going and move forward and to help others and to give back to this world and just live in love. So soul synchronicity is by far going to be my favorite topic. It has to do with God. And it was very important in my life and to me to bring God into the show and into my coaching, because so much has changed since God came into my life. Just to give you a little background. So in growing up, God was there, but I'll call it religious. There was a lot of religious backlash within my family. My mom came from one background. My dad came from another. And there was a lot of religious problems between the families. So my parents decided to take God out of the picture and raised us without it. Most of my exposure to God came from my maternal grandmother. So whenever I spent time with her, we would pray. I would learn about God. I would have the exposure, listen to, at the time she would listen to sermons on the radio. So I would listen to it on the radio. But then back at home, there wasn't really much discussion. And on my father's side, even though they put up this huge argument about religion and the difference between my mom and my dad, there wasn't really any practice in their home. So I really didn't have much exposure on their side. So fast forward in my 20s, I would talk to God, but it wasn't, I wasn't practicing. I don't know if I would say I was doing my best to live my best life. I did some, you know, really sinful things. I didn't go through the process of sinning and then asking for forgiveness. I don't know how best to explain it, except it was just the way of life. Like I was living hypocritical. I certainly wasn't out there preaching, or I wasn't out there saying that you should follow God. I just would follow God myself, but then do behavior that was not godly. It just wasn't nice. I don't know what other way to explain it. So I was hypocritical within my own life. And talk about free will choices that became obstacles. That was me. I mean, I was making free will choices that were out of fear. They were moving away from God. They were moving me away from God. Then I got married and God became more in our life, and I started developing a relationship with God, my own personal relationship with God. I definitely, my focus was to live a more godly life, to do behaviors based on scripture, to have that be a guide for my free will choices. But at the same time, it was superficial. I was being a superficial Christian in the sense that, you know, I'd pray on the days that it was going to rain and I was having a party, I would pray for no rain on the, you know, or I'd pray for the really great parking space, or I'd go to church and then on the way out, somebody would cut me off and I would call them a name. So there just was a lot of contradiction in my own being, in my own existence. And then in 2012, we divorced. My marriage, my husband and I divorced, and it was a truly dark time in my life. God was not in my marriage. He was not in my marriage, and I didn't at the time that we were going through our discussions. To be honest with you, I didn't even think to turn to God. I don't know why. I wish I could explain better than just saying that I just didn't, you know, I probably still came from a fear-based control. So I figured if I could change things or do things or fix things, then the outcome would be different. So I just, but it wasn't. So we divorced, and again, you know, just trying to find my way and find my purpose and find a meaning to life and finding what was going to happen for the future. You know, it was a lot, more than I could handle. So in 2015, I just had a groundbreaking meltdown. It was at home. I just felt hopeless. I wasn't depressed, because depression is very real to me. My father suffered from depression and committed suicide. So depression is real to me. I just felt hopeless. I didn't know how, again, I would get up in the morning and do the same day again. Just, it was hopeless. I think that's the best way that I can explain it. And I fell apart. I really fell apart. And that was when I got down on my hands and knees and I prayed for God to help me. I didn't see a way out. I couldn't see a way out. And I needed him. That was the only thing that I knew to do. And what struck me about that is that it was so different than me not turning to him when my marriage was falling apart, because God wasn't even in my mind at the time. And now that's all I could think about. That's all I could do. So from that point on, things started changing. Things started getting better. I was changing. I was changing a lot. I really was. I was calmer. I was having less anxiety. I was having less worry. I surrendered. I wanted what he had for me. I wanted his will to be done. I had lived a long time. I mean, in 2015, I was 45, and I had lived a long time trying to do it my way. And I couldn't do it my way anymore. I needed his way. And at that point, I get so open to surrendering and turning that over to him. And everything changed. It really did. Everything changed. I hate to leave you with a cliffhanger, but it's time for the show to wrap up. I will finish Soul Synchronicity next week. We're also going to have our first guest on, which I'm super excited about. And for us to kind of bring all these three together and see how this gentleman has lived with body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity in his everyday living with an everyday life event that I think really impacts a lot of us. So please visit me at jenniferzellup.com and join our Thrive community. And also, please seek me out on Facebook, Jen Zellup. Let me hear your body confidence stories. I'd love to hear from you about you. You can also reach out to me at jenniferzellup@yahoo.com. Until next Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, I am Jen Zellup for Thrive by Jen Radio at Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzellup.com.